The UNBC Timberwolves have cinched their spot in the Canada West men's soccer playoffs. Now with two games left in the regular season, the T-Wolves still have a shot at hosting the first-ever playoff game in UNBC soccer history. To make that happen, they'll need to win their final two games this weekend in Abbotsford against the Fraser Valley Cascades. Coming off a four-point weekend at Mossage Place Stadium against the UBC Okanagan Heat, they beat the Heat 4-1 Sunday after a 1-1 tie on Saturday. The T-Wolves rank third in the Pacific Division, 7-4-3.571 winning percentage, just ahead of the fourth-place Cascades, 6-5-2.513. Depending on what happens this weekend with the first-place UBC Thunderbirds, 8-3-2.667, and second-place Thompson Rivers University Wolfpack, 7-3-3.615, it's possible for UNBC to leapfrog either team and lock up a top-two position needed to host a first-round playoff game. UBC is hosting UBC Okanagan, 4-5-4, fifth place, on Friday in Vancouver, while True travels to Victoria to take on the last-place Vikes, 2-8-4. Then on Saturday, the two division leaders will battle each other at UBC. UNBC striker Michael Henman has scored 18 of the T-Wolves' 31 goals this year and needs just one goal to tie the Canada West record for most goals by an individual in a single season. Simon Vickers of Victoria, in 1996, and Ajij Sakaria of Alberta, in 2016, each scored 19 goals in a season and share the record, which dates back to 1986. Henman also has 20 points, 5 back of Sakaria, who established the high watermark of 25 points in 2016. Now in his fourth season at UNBC, Henman already has 30 career points, more than any other T-Wolf. Henman's teammates, fourth-year midfielder Anthony Preston and rookie midfielder Kobe Greaves are among four players leading Canada West with 5 assists. The UNBC women fell one position short of making the playoffs when they lost their last two games of the season last weekend at Mossage, falling to 1-0 to True 1-0 and 4-2 to UBCO. The T-Wolves, 5-6-3, ended up sixth in the Pacific. In Canada West women's soccer, the top five teams advance to playoffs, while only the top four men's teams make the postseason cut.